This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gene Hackman dead at the age of 95. Folks are texting us their favorite films he was in. Hoosiers, Poseidon Adventure, French Connection. Someone else says, I had the opportunity to meet Gene Hackman during Mardi Gras about 30 years ago. He was really down to earth and a nice guy. Yeah, he was here for filming the movie Runaway Jury a few years back. I think that was back in like 03. So there's that. Other text coming in. Someone says, my favorite Gene Hackman movie was him as a supporting actor, but in Enemy of the State with Will Smith. Someone else says Mississippi Burning. Another vote for Hoosiers and Young Frankenstein. Keep the text coming here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. The founder of the Mardi Gras Guide, Arthur Hardy, joins us now. As Arthur, here we are on the Thursday before Fat Tuesday. How you doing?
Oh, I'm ready. What a nice triple header uptown tonight, huh?
Yeah. I got to ask you, though. I went out to Druids and Ala last night, and there were wide swaths on Magazine Street, on St. Charles, even on either side of Gallier Hall, where there were either no people or just a few people here and there. There were some pockets of big crowds, but there were a lot of places where there weren't a whole lot of people out there.
I'm surprised at that. I really am, with the weather. And all the pent-up demand for Mardi Gras after, you know, it's been a long time, right? This is a late Mardi Gras. I'm surprised to hear that. Maybe it'll ramp up tonight. I mean, I don't know what more you could need than the parades we've got going on right now, and including last night. And I understand the parades were kind of late in getting to Gallier Hall. Have you heard any?
Yeah, I think the start time was supposed to be 6:15, and right. I didn't see a lot of movement on Jefferson until like 7:15. So maybe that had something to do with it.
Yeah,
and you know, a lot of people had to work today. A lot of kids go to school today, so maybe that was part of the problem.
Well, I know the people in Muses want Friday to be a holiday because that parade is wonderful. And, you know, the theme is secret, but if you bought a morning newspaper, there's the carnival bulletin in it that tells us the theme is Return of Super Muse. And that's a throwback to right after Katrina, their first parade afterwards. The Super Muse comes to town and solves all of our problems. Well, apparently she's come back right now.
Ah, so like the superhero way. Super Muse will ride
there
through the city tonight.
Well, she is back.
I mean,
and that's the third parade, yeah.
I know that you have, you know, a role to play with your guide and everything else, but, I mean, we know all parades are not created equal, and maybe, I don't know, maybe Druids and Allah just don't have the same kind of, you know, they don't throw bedazzled shoes, and they don't have, how many women are in Muses now?
I think about 1,100, yeah. The bigger budget you have, obviously, the more you can do. But that's what's neat about every season is there's variety. You've got some really good small parades. You've got some super cruising. So, you know, you can find something that you'll enjoy. And tonight's an example of that. You know, you start off with Babylon. They've got a saying that carnival begins when Babylon rolls. They're the first parade of a triple header, and then Chaos, which uses the old Momus floats and expects some really hard-hitting satire on these floats. And they throw out like a deck of playing cards that is a picture of each float, and on the back it explains it to you if you need any explanation. And then, of course, Muses with the shoe. I mean, you know, there's something for everybody, and I just hope they can roll on time, because it's no fun to be parading at 1 o'clock in the morning. You know?
No, and typically that's what we see with Muses. We frequently see that they don't get off that route till well after midnight. If there's anything that delays the start or a breakdown or any delay during the parade, yeah, it's often midnight, 1 o'clock before the Muses parade finishes downtown in the warehouse.
Yeah, and I don't know what the answer to that is, but come on out tonight. I mean, this weather can't get much better.
And we have a bonus parade in Metairie tonight as well, huh?
Yep, a doubleheader. And, you know, whenever there are two parades, you can just figure there's going to be more people coming out there. So Symphony's going to roll, and it's a nice little parade, and followed by Atlas, which has been bumped all over the place. They moved off of Super Bowl Sunday last year, and then they plan to return to their traditional first Sunday. Then we had rain, so they'll be parading tonight. And two for the price of one. I've been hearing that crowds have been particularly soft in Metairie for the first weekend, so hopefully it'll pick up tonight.
Yeah, well, if you go to Symphony, you can catch some of those chocolate Symphony bars.
Yeah, isn't that a neat throw, huh? Something you can eat. I like that.
We're talking with Mardi Gras Guide founder Arthur Hardy. What do you like to eat on the parade route? Is it moon pies? Is it chiwis? Is it chocolate bars? Is there something that comes off the float and you're like, yes, I was hungry, I'm glad I caught it?
No, for me, it's hot dog and chili. But speaking of eating...
Well, don't throw those off the floats, please.
Oh, no. The Salvation Army has ramped up their presence at Mardi Gras. They've always been there to help first aid-wise, but now they're here to help the first responders by feeding them. They've got a lot of food and things to hand out, and Ubik pies, and just some refreshments for all the first responders. And last night I learned also for the media, so I ate two pulled pork sandwiches off the Salvation Army truck. Am I bad or what?
All right. First responders and media. Maybe I'll be stopping by a Salvation Army's tent along the parade route.
Good food.
Good pulled pork.
You enjoy yourself, I promise.
We'll be back after this check on traffic with Arthur Hardy, the founder of the Mardi Gras Guide. One person texts us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line and says, this was Allah's first year on Wednesday. Maybe, Arthur Hardy, that was a factor last night. Somebody else texted and said, we needed a day of rest before Muses, so we took it last night. So maybe that explains a couple of explanations for why there were pretty sparse crowds last night on the Uptown Parade Route.
Yeah, maybe so. But, you know, the reason Allah moved into this spot is so they wouldn't be parading past midnight. So I'm not sure of how it wound up. We'll find out. You know, I'm trying to call. You know, I've got trusted soldiers along all the parades that give me reports, but they're all asleep.
So yeah, well, someone did text us. Someone texted us that one of Allah's floats broke down and that delayed things about 10 minutes. They had to switch out the tractor, but that's not.
No. We'll find out, but not this early. I'm the only one up.
Everybody else was at the parade still midnight. So they're still flipping and flopping. Big weekend ahead. I mean, we got tonight with you. We already talked about Babylon, Chaos, Muses, Symphony, and Atlas. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. I mean, we got parades uptown. We got parades in Slidell. Yep. We got parades in Kenner. Yep. We got parades everywhere. On the West Bank.
We do. Slidell tomorrow night, doubleheader because of Dionysius being rained out last weekend. So that's Celine and Dionysius. And then tripleheader uptown, Hermes, Detente, Morpheus. Again, something for everybody, a lot of variety. And if the weather holds up, hopefully the crowds will pick up, huh?
Yeah, well, the weather's supposed to be perfect. I mean, we have a little shower tonight, and then Monday there's some rain coming at some point. We'll wait to hear about that. But the weekend looks picture perfect. In terms of, you talked about Metairie, and there's been some reports about very small crowds out there. We'll see what the doubleheader gets tonight. But they don't have any parades Friday or Saturday in Metairie now.
No, there's a lot of potential there for new crews that want to parade. You know, everybody seems to want to parade in New Orleans. But there are no openings, and when we don't see the likelihood that somebody would have to drop out for somebody new to come in. But in Metairie, there are several nights when you could put a parade, and I think the parish would welcome that. So maybe we'll see something new next year. You always hear about it's a hard thing to do to start a parade. It really is. And a lot of people want to until they find out how much money's involved and how much work's involved. And all these people are volunteers, Dave. You know, they're not getting paid to do these things. And I often wonder, what if all the captains said, I had enough. I don't feel like doing this anymore. Is there somebody standing in the wings who says, hey, I'll take that thankless, payless job?
Yeah, and the vast majority of people in these parades pay to ride, pay for their flows, pay their dues, pay for everything. Yes. They're paying a lot of money for this experience. They're not getting paid. So,
they're not. So it's a wonderful thing we do, and it's one of the hardest questions I get asked when I do speeches around town or out of town or to conventions. Why do you guys do this? As a business model, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And I guess the answer is we enjoy having fun and spreading joy to others.
If you know people who ride, if you know people who march in parades, who ride on floats, it is their life. It's their identity. It's their community. Yep. That's their friends and family. Yep. It's their coming together, and it's their way of really enjoying life. But it ain't cheap for anybody in a dance crew, a marching unit, or riding on a float. I get why, though. Saturday night in Metairie, typically when they had parades over the years, well, the crowds were very small because everyone was at Endymion.
Endymion,
And Sunday,
it's a hard thing to go against.
Yeah. So the crew of ISIS, though, is still parading, just not in Metairie anymore. They'll be in Kenner on Saturday.
They're in Kenner, and that's a nice little parade. And they, have a whole, initiative about breast cancer awareness. So they throw decorated bras. How's that for a throw?
All right, then Monday we get Orpheus Uptown with Proteus, and then Metairie has two parades on Monday, and then, of course, Fat Tuesday, parading Uptown, Metairie, and in Covington, so a whole lot more parading to come. If someone has not gotten a Mardi Gras guide yet, can they still grab one?
Yeah, they're still out there. We haven't sold them all, and hopefully we will, but we've had a good year with it, and I'm enjoying my association with the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com, and that's been a good move for me. It's expanded outreach a bit, and they've treated me well, and I'm still running the magazine in terms of the content. I'm just not doing the heavy lifting, the ad sales, distribution, printing. They're doing that now, and it's been a relief after 49 years.
I'm hoping you got let's get the 50th. I'm looking forward to the 50th next year.
I'm under contract. One more year.
All right. Well, you better get to work because it better be bigger and better than ever for your 50th.
I'm planning. You know it will.
Arthur Artie, founder of the Mardi Gras Guide here on WWL. We'll hear his reports throughout the day here on the radio. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. When we come back after this, what's going on with the White House correspondents? And should the president get to handpick the journalists that cover him?